In this bulletin, Western governments allege Russia's failed to prove it's withdrawn any of its forces from the border with Ukraine. The federal government's push for stronger visa cancellation powers passes the lower house. And in sport, Melbourne Victory secures a 2-2 draw against Sydney FC in the Women's A-League. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. NATO says it sees no signs that Russia is withdrawing its troops from the border with Ukraine, as Moscow has claimed. The Russian Defence Ministry says its forces are pulling back after completing exercises in the southern and western military districts near Ukraine, stoking hopes that Europe might avoid war after weeks of growing tensions. NATO member countries are meeting in Brussels in response to the crisis, with talks focused on strengthening the alliance's defence, including the possibility of creating new battle groups in Eastern Europe. Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg says concern persists that Russia might invade Ukraine.
So far, we do not see any sign of de-escalation on the ground. No withdrawals of troops or equipment. This may, of course, change. However, what we see today is that Russia maintains a massive invasion force ready to attack.
Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova has accused Western media of raising hysteria by distributing false information about a possible invasion of Ukraine.
To the regret of many of the Western media, the war again failed to start. It would be funny, but we dealt with something that terrifies the whole world, the term of war. They tried to do everything to make it happen. Probably fighting has erupted on their pages, but it has no relation to reality.
The federal government's push to enshrine stronger visa cancellation powers has passed the lower house, but its refusal to negotiate changes to the bill means its fate in the Senate remains unclear. The move is the latest effort to bring forward laws that would see the visa cancellation and deportation of foreign nationals with a criminal history based on their conviction rather than their prison sentence. Labor voted in support of the legislation in the House of Representatives, but could still seek changes in the Senate. Immigration Minister Alex Hawke says he believes crossbench support can be secured for the bill in the upper house.
The Morrison government will not negotiate over community safety. We will not negotiate over the safety of women and children. And we will not negotiate over serious and violent crime.
Councils across Australia have launched a campaign to highlight the plight of asylum seekers waiting to have their claims processed. More than 40 councils from all states have combined to issue a call for help for an estimated 100,000 asylum seekers waiting to have their claims heard, many of whom have been deprived of access to basic support. The Back Your Neighbour campaign is led by Rhonda Garrard, a councillor for the city of Greater Dandenong in Melbourne's southeastern suburbs, who wants to push the issue into the spotlight at the upcoming federal election. She says some asylum seekers have been living in limbo on temporary protection visas for more than 10 years.
In that time, they have absolutely no support. So these people are literally destitute. They have no financial support any longer. It's a decade of your life you don't get back. It's an enormous amount of time. And there's no end in sight. So, you know, there is no timeline being given of when these people will have their paperwork processed. So it's just an extension of this living in limbo, and that's enormously stressful.
To sport, and Melbourne Victory has staged a dramatic comeback to finish with a 2-2 draw against favourite Sydney FC in the Women's A-League. Sydney was firmly on track for grand final revenge with two second-half goals from Princess Abini and Remy Seamson at City Vista Recreation Centre. But a goal from Melbourne substitute Leah Privatelli revived Victory's chances, before Catherine Zimmerman stunned Sydney FC with another goal in injury time to finish the game 2-2. While Sydney FC is on track for a second straight premiership this season, the result will set pulses racing for another big blue during this final series. Sydney faces second-placed Melbourne City on Sunday in another top clash, while Victory hosts finals aspirants Perth Glory on Saturday. And now for a look at today's weather. sunny in Perth and 37 degrees, cloudy in Adelaide with a top of 25, a possible early shower in Melbourne and 24, partly cloudy in Hobart and 22 degrees, similar conditions in Canberra and 31, partly cloudy as well in Wollongong and 30, mostly sunny in Sydney and 31, much the same in Newcastle and 32, partly cloudy in Brisbane and 29 degrees, a shower or two in Cairns and 32, and showers and a possible storm in Darwin, 32 as well. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.